were you telling me a little bit about you, whatever. So I'm in the mall. I'm in Salisbury Mall. I walked by. I said, is that the same? I said, first of all, ain't nobody else in this world named Next. I ain't never heard that name before. And I see the little billboard, you know, in Salisbury Mall. And then I hit him. I was like, yo, is this Next? He was like, yeah. I was like, yo, that's dope.
I appreciate that.
That is dope, man.
I appreciate that.
Welcome to another episode, man, Art of Opinion Podcast. We got a couple special guests in the building, man. Some Eastern Shore legends, as I see it, you know what I mean?
Oh, you know what I mean?
I try to get flowers when flowers is due, you know what I mean? These guys is, you know what I mean?
That's nice.
The guy to my left, you know what I mean? Y'all know who he is. Y'all done seen his billboard on Route 50, you know what I mean? If you was walking in Salisbury Mall to get you some, you know, some snacks or something, you seen him posted in Salisbury Mall on the billboard, you know what I mean?
Humble,
you know,
bro.
The Magic blessed. Man himself, you know, back in the day, you know, had a couple of my ladies, you know, popping perks. Had a couple of my ladies popping perks in the club and not answering their phone and their texts and shit, you know what I mean?
That's dumb.
It's not working.
Oh, man.
Nine times out of ten, if you see a Honda Sonata or, you know, or a Toyota Corolla or something, 2023 on the street now, he might have sold it to him. You know what I mean? So, you know, I ain't talking about nobody other than, you know, my guy Nace, Magic Man.
I appreciate
formerly
you.
Nace Felon, you know.
Formerly, brother.
Yeah, you know.
Long ways, man. Humble but beginnings.
Yeah. What's brother. Going on, brother? What's going on? How you doing?
Man, but just blessed, bro.
Yeah.
Man, first and foremost, thanks for having me.
No doubt.
You know.
Thank you for being here, man.
Man, honor, bro. Believe it or not, honor, bro.
We also got Mr. Jump in the Air himself, you know what I mean? I seen him cooking, I seen him struggling with some sweet potatoes the other day online, you know, almost cut his fingers off a couple of times.
God, I see what this pot is going today. Ain't nothing safe, nothing off limits. All right, we're going to do it. Yeah, keep going, though.
Shane Biggity Bell in the house, man, you know what I mean? Mr. No Feelings himself, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he still ain't got no feelings.
Yeah, now call me Mr. Pre-Production, because next time we're going to have this shit together.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, man, welcome to another episode. You know, how everybody feeling? How was y'all turkey day?
Man, wonderful, man, wonderful. You know, always, man, when you get time to spend time with family, man, you know, I'm like it, bro.
Yeah, spend so much time working.
Definitely,
yeah. Mine was cool, man. Struggling with the sweet potatoes. That was a challenge for me, but I figured it out. My first time cooking everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ooh. For my mom and my kids.
Oh, you did the whole Thanksgiving day.
Yeah, I did the whole
thing. He had a smoking in that joint.
I did the whole thing.
He had a smoking in that.
Yeah, it's documented.
Yeah, he had a smoking in that.
Yeah, man, but it was a big deal for me because, you know, being a parent outside of the home, having both my kids in the house with me, cooking for them, cooking for my mom and all that, you know what I mean? So it was a big deal, man, so I had a good time.
And being a new pop.
Yeah, see, all right, we're gonna keep going.
I can say that too. You know, I'm gonna pop first twice.
It's only one pop. I'm not pop. We're not doing that.
That's what they're gonna call you, pop. We're gonna figure it out.
See, that's when you get older. That's when you're a pop.
Yeah, at this age,
you just a pop.
I'm just one pop bell, man. We do that.
Gotcha.
Or GP, if you with me.
GP.
Come on, man.
And you cooked the whole Thanksgiving.
Whole thing, yo. Everything.
Man. I give it up to you for that, bro.
I appreciate it, man.
I remember my first time doing it, man. It was a struggle. I was sweating, trying to look at books.
This is
before the Google times, you know what I mean?
I wish I would have saw that.
Recipe books and shit like that, you know what I mean? I was struggling, man. It was a struggle. Now I can do it like nothing.
It's no joke.
Now I can cook it up like nothing.
You got to prep it up, man. Pre-production.
my first turkey was drier than a mug.
Hold up. That's going to be the name of this show.
Pre-production. Whatever, man.
Bring it back multiple times. But go ahead, brother, as you were saying.
Whatever, man. My first turkey was dry as hell. You know what I mean? It was dry.
No, I mean Thanksgiving. Dry. Like, how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, no, man. It was cool, man. We actually had two. My son going back, you know, going to his station in Marines, so he had to go back a little early, so he wasn't going to be here for Thanksgiving.
I'm proud of him, too.
Yeah, we threw something for him on Sunday, you know what I mean? You know, I cooked. Me and my wife cooked, you know what I mean? Threw something together. A couple people came over, brought some dishes, and then... I went to D.C. for, you know, on Thursday for Turkey Day, you know what I mean? You know, I don't really celebrate the holidays or anything like that, but, you know, when family get together, I'm there, you know,
Did you happen to watch the game?
So my
anyway,
my
thing,
no, so, no, we'll talk
Amy,
about
you
mine.
Camera we will on skip me? That.
I was just trying to see how your thing
gonna,
was, brother.
That's
man,
awesome.
Look, I got this
that.
Hat on because I ain't feel like putting them nose on.
Gotcha,
but man, yeah,
gotcha,
yeah. This hat gotcha. I stepped on a couple times.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah, it was man. A game. On. I thought you see if you called.
Yeah, it was.
I saw the first game. The second one was a massacre. I too am a Commanders fan.
I eat Thanksgiving, right? Fitting.
Picture that the Indians getting massacred on Turkey Day.
Yeah.
We didn't like, have to picture. Almost sound like a setup.
It was pretty bad. But my Thanksgiving was wonderful too, though. You know, I got a chance to, you know, I was out there in D.C. as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I went back with family, and so we had a great time. Yeah. We celebrate for 2 days. We get together on Friday, and we play games and eat leftovers.
Okay.
Although those vultures ate all the food on Thanksgiving. So
you
really
got no leftovers left? And y'all got leftovers left?
Leftovers.
I got a little bit left.
No, I ain't got none.
You ain't got nothing?
Nah, because we did it at my mom's house.
So oh, okay. Yeah.
I left over at her house. So.
Yeah. Or you didn't take enough plates home.
Nah, exactly.
Yeah.
I messed up there, definitely. Yeah, I definitely messed up there.
Yeah, I still got turkey in the fridge. That's it. That's about it.
That's it.
Cold turkey sandwich has been jumping for the last 3 days, man. Oh, man.
Yes, we ain't sir. Do no turkey. We don't do turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, turkey whack.
I'm with you.
It all depends on how you cook it.
It's tradition,
man. See, I draw brown lines.
The consensus is people don't like turkey like that.
Yeah, that's true.
I can really do without turkey. I'd rather have a ham or chicken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had some
tuna noodle casserole, sweet corn casserole or something like that.
Nah. I can't even remember what it was, man.
Let's not forget we got our
Amy.
Yes. We got Amy here today. Yeah,
yeah,
you know what I mean? A rare appearance.
Right.
Yeah, a rare appearance.
Amy,
how you been,
back.
Amy?
I am Amy.
I'm good.
Yeah. Did you make the sweet pea casserole for Thanksgiving?
No. Mashed potatoes.
Oh, okay.
That's my thing.
Mm.
That's all I had to make.
No corn in the macaroni and cheese or nothing like that. Or no raisins, no walnuts, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, get at him, baby. Don't let him do that. Yo. Get at him.
I just got to make sure.
Sonic cheesecake.
Yeah.
Hold up. That ain't all you made.
Huh?
That ain't all you made.
What else I make?
That drink.
Oh, apple pie sangria.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, that sound good.
Mm-hmm.
That sound good. Anyway, yes. Man, Nate, mm-hmm. What's been going on with you, man?
Man, listen, bro, you see it, bro, just working.
Yeah.
You know.
Sold about 8 cars this morning before you came.
Oh, nah. Thank God we off on Sundays.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Sunday's like my day I can, you know, try to, like, refresh and revamp myself.
Yeah.
And try to do my sport pick things.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So it'd be hectic. But, yeah, mm-hmm. Man.
Oh, speaking of sports, this guy has got to be the only Cincinnati Bengals fan that I ever met in my life.
It's hard. It's not easy.
Yo, how did that happen?
How did it happen?
Yeah.
Man, listen, man. So back when I was like 16, 17, somewhere in that range, I used to have a job where I was working, and I used to get up in the morning, and I used to watch SportsCenter, ESPN, whatever it was on TV. Mm-hmm. And I used to see Chad Johnson always going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Score a touchdown. He might do some crazy celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to say, man, this week I'm going to kiss the baby. This week I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, yo, you know what? I like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like football at the time.
Oh, okay.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to watch a whole game. And I'm going to see him do it because he said he's going to do it when he scored. He scored. He did it. And mm-hmm. I started watching all his games after that. So that's the story.
That's cool. The only other people, I probably met like 2 other Bengals fans. And they said they were Bengals fans because of Boomer Esiason or Icky Woods.
Okay. The Icky Shuffle?
Yeah.
Icky Shuffle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never liked the football before that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, homie.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to speak on that.
Yeah,
man. What about you, Shane? What's been going on, man?
Just being a dad, man. Trying to get my son to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
College. Navigating through this recruiting process.
He hasn't picked anything yet?
He hasn't picked anything. And because we were late in the process, like over the summer, I got him in some camps and he toured some colleges. I was told we should have did that his 10th grade year. 10th grade year is when they first start looking. I mean, they look at you early if you make noise, but they really want you to get film and go to these camps and stuff.
Yeah,
the 10th
yeah.
grade year. And I mean, we didn't know.
Yeah.
So
it's basketball?
Football. So I did it all this past summer. So he's kind of behind the curve, but it's almost like he's a sleeper. He had a great year this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. New head coach, put him in a different system, shotgun system. So his film looks really good.
Yeah.
He got a lot of preferred walk-on offers right now.
Okay.
Some D2 offers, but just waiting it out.
What are you thinking about?
He likes JMU. He likes James Madison a lot.
James Madison. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Maryland prefer walk on. Wake Forest potentially. Ohio University.
Dope. Okay.
So it's a few. We're just waiting for one that's really gonna
get
the
full
scholarship. Mm-hmm. I'm dad, so I don't. If he go. Like I just want him to live and go. I would prefer him. I mean, within hours reach where I can get to him if
you
I need
close,
to.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Somewhere preferably. I don't really want him in the city like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Temple offered us to come up there and all that. But I ain't going to speak on it like that. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want him in no environment like that.
Yeah.
Right. Fresh out, you know what I mean? So, but that's been a whole process. And being a grandfather, I don't know. I get them when I want, give them back when I want.
Yeah, so true, exactly. You ain't got to tell me, I know.
But yeah, other than that, man, that's all I've been doing, man, just being a dad, man. That's it.
So, question though. So, as a boy dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, now you might get a little bit.
Like your son playing sports, right?
You can
put it up to him.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you just get behind him? Do you like, is it something that he fell in love with, or you try to push him to make him fall in love with it? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, you may not know, I'm a bit older than you, but I was a hooper. Like, I ain't fool with football like that. Mm-hmm. I'm a hooper, so I love for him to hoop, but he don't even fool with hooping. He can play.
He can play. Yeah, he is nice.
But he don't give a shit about basketball at all. So, whatever he gravitated to, that's just what So now, I'm learning so much about recruiting, and I watch football. I watch college football. I never really watched college football.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch college football. Mm-hmm. I keep up with high school football just because he's into it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, get myself into it so I can support him as much as I can. Yeah. And we have conversations because that's what he's passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, basically to answer the question, whatever he aligned with, I just got right with him and just support him.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm. No, that's definitely.
You got kids now, Nate. So how's your kids coming up in the sports world?
Man, it's my stepson, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's good in basketball. Love it. What's my real son?
Yeah.
Right, of course.
He's good in basketball. But, these kids in this generation, they fall in love with video games.
Exactly.
They want to do all this stuff to distract them from doing the real thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That it's hard to, get them to play on the off season.
Yeah,
you just want to play when it's time.
Yeah. Right.
And then my work schedule is it's 12 hours a day type of thing.
Oh my God.
And sometimes moms want to blame it on me. Like, you need to start playing with them more. I'm like, when I was his age, playing in the rain.
And we had video games at the time, but we was outside. You know what I mean? We was outside. Mm-hmm. Basketball court. Like if you see it now, we all drive by the basketball courts. Them shits be empty,
yeah.
You know what I mean? They be empty. Like, I drive by good, nice courts. They redoing all the courts. They did the ones in Easton. Every once in a while, you see somebody out there. I think they redoing nursery.
Yeah, that's pretty much done.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But, even when I go to Snow Hill and I'm in other towns, man, the kids, I don't see no kids on the court out there.
How old is he, Nace?
12.
12. I guess once he gets a little older and really starts, because my son was the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't even play back. He didn't play nothing. Football, he played early. It was he was 7 or 8 when he started playing football. Basketball, he didn't even play on the team. He didn't even play on the team until he was in middle school. He ain't fool with it. So, once they really pick what they really want to do, he'll start doing that, going on his own and all that. So, yeah, tell wife, relax. It ain't on me. Once I see he wants it, then I'll step in and we really get to it. You know what I'm saying?
And he may decide that he doesn't even want to play sports, and that's okay, too. Like, my son, he started playing football. He didn't get into organized sports until high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then he discovered lacrosse.
Mm.
And he stuck with lacrosse. Which is weird, coming from where we come from. We don't play lacrosse. Look, I'm a boxer. I tried to get him into boxing, but he didn't want to go that route. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to push it on him. So I said, all right, cool. Pull back and see what he wants to do.
Lacrosse is not an easy sport, man.
It's not a rough sport. I tried to learn it since he was playing it.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to learn. He's at Howard now. Uh-huh. And Howard has a lacrosse team too.
I didn't know.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I know.
That's dope though.
I didn't know that any HBCU had a lacrosse team.
That's dope though.
But yeah, it is. Yeah. But he's talking about playing lacrosse for them.
Oh, that's dope.
So, but yeah, man. So I'm trying to learn that sport too now because, you know, I never had a desire to, you know, learn anything about lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. So. All you guys used to be rappers, you know what I mean? Some of y'all still rap, you know what I mean?
You say used to. Like, used let me to, tell you like, something. Assassins don't forget how to shoot.
Whatever, man.
Nah, straight up.
Give me y'all ideas. Give me y'all ideas on the current state of hip-hop right now. Like, you know what I mean? What y'all listening to, you know what I mean? What's y'all go-to music, you know? How y'all feel hip-hop, about hip-hop
Hip-hop
itself?
Or rap music?
Same. It's all the same. It's all in the.
It ain't the same.
You can't ask us that question, brother. Yeah.
Because I don't know what y'all. I don't know what you're listening to. I don't know if you listen to Tyler the Creator or some more melodic.
I
rap.
Like Tyler though.
You know, y'all like the melodic rap. You know what I mean? I like it when you ride. You know,
I go any direction with it. Honestly, like I'm real open when it comes to music. Like even with the state of hip hop right now, I used to be like, man, they killing it. Da da da. Now I understand.
Yeah.
Like I understand. Like back in the day when we was younger. The stuff our parents was listening to, we was like, man, what is this?
True.
So I understand, like, you know.
Well, when you was younger, what our parents was listening to was like Snoop and stuff like that when you was younger, because you a little under us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How old are you?
36.
Oh, okay.
My parents weren't listening to no Snoop, bro.
Yeah, my parents weren't listening
to Snoop. Well, no, I'm talking about, when I was coming up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad was listening to Snoop and N.W.A. and all of that.
My parents
We're talking about the early 80s, you know what I mean?
My mom was listening to Barry White.
The mid-80s and late 90s, my dad was listening to...
Snoop wasn't out in the early 80s.
Snoop was out in 90, 91, like 91, 92.
It's not the 80s.
Well, you know what I mean, man.
You know what I'm about? I'm about sick of this. Okay? I'm sick of
it. Something else that should have been taken care of.
Pre-production.
There we go.
So speaking of your era, right? Let me ask you a question. Like
he's called you old, but go ahead.
So I see it like, you know that like around that time, Biggie was like this big superstar, right? Since I wasn't like young in that era, I'm trying to figure out like where Mace came in there, like how he was like. They make it seem like Mace was like Drake before Drake type of thing, or
kind of, yeah, pretty
yeah,
much.
He was,
yeah, he was.
So in what way?
Well, more like music and more like the appealing more to the female.
Appealing
appealing to more the female side and, you know, the flashy stuff.
Yeah,
and,
but not with
talking
the
about the
not
money,
the
not
sound,
as far
though.
As with the sound. Yeah.
Oh, no, not the sound.
No. Now, Mace can spit. He was a spitter.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was Mace was a spitter. No. You know what I mean?
Mace
he was a spitter. When him and Cam first came out with Derrick, because him and Cam was running together, even from back in their basketball days and everything like that.
Yeah.
When they were all in a group together, what was the name of the group?
Children of the Corn.
Children of the Corn, yeah.
With
Mace was spitting, yeah. So, you know, and he had his whole crew, his twin sister and all of them was rapping and everything like that too. So, you know, but... Diddy changed the, you know, I mean, the outlook of
He did the same thing he tried to do with the locks.
Okay, shiny suits.
That
was an error, though.
Y'all talking about
that was an error because I ain't gonna lie.
All right. That's a whole nother conversation. All right,
we gonna get there.
Yeah, we gonna get there. Yeah, it's a lot of nastiness going on around right now. You know what I mean?
Oh my god.
Yeah. So back in y'all rapping days, you know what I mean? We had, you know, we do have a guy that had an appearance on 106 in Park. You know what I mean?
Oh man.
Yeah, you know, I thought you did well on there. You know what I mean? I thought it was even. Yeah, you know, I didn't think. You know how, you know, people going to play the favoritism role and say, oh, Loaded Lux washed them and everything like that. Yeah. I didn't see it that way. And I watched it several times. I thought you did all right.
I appreciate that, bro.
I tried to find it because I wanted to play it, but I couldn't find it. You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
I'm pretty sure you got it in tuck somewhere.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
It's still on YouTube.
It's still on
YouTube. Yeah, I looked for it, but I couldn't find it. You know
what I mean? Yeah, I want to see that.
I thought he did all right. Walk me through that. How was that whole process, man?
Man, so I went down there, tried out. I ain't thinking that much about it.
This one BET was still in DC?
Nah, the trials was in New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Went down, tried out. Didn't think not much about it after that, because a couple months go by. You like, they ain't gonna pick me.
Yeah.
So Loaded Lux was actually my favorite battle rapper at the time. Mm-hmm. So like I'm watching them on BET, like, oh man, Loaded Lux on BET, oh my da da da. So I'm watching them at like week 2-3, something like that. Then I get the phone call.
Oh, wow.
They're like, hey, man, you got to come on Battle Lux. I'm like, y'all playing with me right now. Y'all playing with me. So they're like, nah, for real, man. Woo-woo. So that's when I understood it was real. And it was like, be up here tomorrow.
And I'm like, oh, man, right in there? Dang. Yeah. Oh. So the thing about it, at the time, I did have good people around. You know, my boy Chambers Maryland, that's my cousin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He actually was like, bro, write something. Mm-hmm. Like, write. I'm like, nah, I ain't writing. No. I'm going to spit some of these old verses I got. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the regrets I do have. I wish I listened to him.
Yeah, yeah.
The first verse hit, but the second one, when they play that old West Coast beat,
the beat,
it kind of threw me off.
With so you didn't get to pick the beats or anything? They didn't let you know beforehand?
They didn't let you know.
They didn't let you know beforehand what beats you was going to spit on or anything like that?
You could tell he knew.
Oh, yeah. He was ready.
Yeah.
He was ready. But you know, that's what they do on a regular basis. He's been doing that shit for a long time, since back in the Lions days and stuff like that, you know, so.
And it's crazy because he hit me up after wanting me to get on the Lions then.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but at that time, I didn't like battle. I didn't want to battle.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is when you're doing music. You're like, man, nah, I'm doing music. And I don't want to be looked at as a battle rapper. So that kind of went like that. But yeah. And I had a lot of opportunities after 106 and Par. I was stuck in this space, you know?
Yeah.
Stuck in this space of enjoying the fruits of the labors it came with. Like, I'm sitting back. Women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having women that I inboxed 2 years ago come back and say, hey, I'm sorry for just now responding. But,
So, that's wild.
So I'm like, okay. So yeah.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope, man. Just to have that opportunity and just to see you on there, see somebody from where we were, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To see somebody face, you know, from where we were. I thought it was dope, man.
What piece would you have did different? Like, was it, I don't know, any opportunity from then that you wish you would have took that presented itself? Or
yeah, definitely. I wish I just listened to Chambers and sat down for that day, that whole night before, and just sit in the room,
prepared,
locked in on his, you know, little cadences on his name and stuff like that to make it personal.
I got you. Yeah,
but like you did with Kuda and Justin when I seen that battle.
Oh my god!
You close. I can't see this.
Oh, okay. Like what you did with Kuda and Justin on the streets that I see.
Nah, man.
I watched that back the other day.
Man, Bangs and Just shout out. Yeah.
Shout out to them guys, man.
Yeah, shout out to them, man. Yeah, man.
You had that battle rap mentality. Like, you had it. Like, you could. Yeah. It is something that you could have did, you know what I mean, that I felt like you could have went far with if you chose to do that. You know what I mean? So,
and I agree. Yeah. Like, rap is like, you know, something that you really, well, especially battle rap, you gotta really sit and like to me, like, go hard.
Yeah. We had him up here. Did you see? We had him up here at the old show.
We
had a nice conversation with him. I wish I could put it back out, but due to creative differences.
Yeah.
We had him up here. It's a lot of mess with, you know what I mean, we'll talk about it.
It's pre-production.
Got you, man.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, we had him up here, man. We had a dope conversation, man.
But last touch on that, the topic real fast though. So actually when I lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went through like a period of like, man, oh, I let the town down, I let the city down. I was actually so hurt. I didn't want it to air.
Really?
I didn't want it to air.
Oh, that's crazy.
So when I got home, my whole family had it on TV. It was like they had a whole bunch of people over watching it. I went outside while they was watching it.
Oh, man.
And I was so like embarrassed.
But were you more embarrassed? You weren't more embarrassed by the performance. You was more embarrassed that you didn't prepare better.
Yeah.
Okay.
So after the episode went off, I'm like, shh. I'm outside of my house with my head down. Then I see cars riding by, beeping a horn. These, you know, two white chicks jump out of the car. Mm-hmm. They're like, can you sign my chest?
Oh,
okay. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. Yeah. Like,
he's proud of you.
So then I went to the mall. Yeah, so that's when I started realizing it wasn't bad as I thought it was.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But at the time,
those titty autographs would do it for you.
Yeah, that was real. That was real.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, nah. Well, from our stand, we was proud of you, bro. Yeah, like, and nobody never did that.
True.
You know what I mean?
Man, I appreciate
definitely
that,
bro. Proud of you, bro, for sure.
Yo, battle rapping, since I've done it, you know, when I was in D.C., I was doing it on the radio. And I started off battling, right? And it is one of the hardest things that you can do. I'm telling you, my personal opinion is, I think that battle rap is the most creative form of art because of all of the different angles that you have to come at in order to, you know, and just how intelligent, the level of intelligence that you have to actually be a successful battle rapper, right? So, and just in preparing, and I'm telling you this, telling you why you have no reason at all to be ashamed, you know, or embarrassed. The preparation that goes into that, the pressure that's on you, just the fact that you're able to show up and go toe to toe with somebody, man, that right there is just, that alone is to be commended.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, and there's, I'm telling, because I know that pressure. I know what it's like being, you know, having to be in those types of trenches, you know. It's hard.
Man.
It's hard. People don't understand the type of preparation that goes. And I do understand. Now, I'll say this. I understand why your cousin told you to write something, especially for for Lux.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that.
I would have wrote something for him too.
But the thing is, though, the pressure is, I got to remember that. And this is the next day.
Right there. Yep.
This is the next day.
You know.
I can't remember that the next day. You know, I guess.
I'm glad you knew what I was
doing. Exactly.
I'm sitting there thinking like, that's why I never tried to do it. Because I can't do that, bro. Like, you got to remember, and then, you know what I mean, performance is a big part of it. And I don't know, what if something goes off, you got to improv right on the spot, like all that stuff. Because I watch battle rap a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that shit is hard, bro.
It is.
Listen, y'all know Keith Cornish, right?
Yeah.
Man, listen, the most craziest part about it, we get on there, right? So we hop on, we ready to get on the elevator. Ready to get on the elevator, so Lux and them, when it's going up, it's open up, Lux and them are already on the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, we got to wait behind Lux. Why Keith jumps on the elevator with Lux and
them?
I said, bro, like that's the type of, like, you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
It just be crazy stuff, man. So like, yeah.
Do y'all miss the perform? Do y'all miss performing and things of that nature? Both of y'all been on stage. All three of y'all been on stage performing. Do y'all miss any of it?
No, I hated it.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it.
I'm with you. I like.
That's why I never. I don't know. I like being in the studio. I like creating. Mm-hmm. I like, that's my favorite part of it. I like putting the music out and letting it do what it do, or let it resonate with whoever it needs to. Mm-hmm. But performing and all that, I hate it. I don't like spotlight. I'm not big on that. Mm-hmm. I hate that shit.
So let me ask you, like for you. Cause I be saying like Lynx be like you his favorite rapper, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he always want to do a mixtape with you and all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does that feel like pressure? Like, man, let me do this for the people, or let me go. Nah, you just like, man, I'm done with it.
I'm like, I feel like I say now like I'm retired because I ain't got nothing else to say. I feel like the last project was a mature project for me.
Now you gotta make a flute album.
I was in a mature space when I dropped McDaniel, and I feel like, you know what I mean? That's all I had to say. Now, I mean, I still got some other things that's happened and transpired in my life. So I do got some stuff to talk about, but not enough that I feel like going in and doing it. Because that's a lot of work that goes into that shit, man. It's not just, you know what I mean, going, I'm just going to go off the top and just say a bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, salute to those who do that. But I sit down and write and try to really put my words together and really make sense. And so just to take the time to do all that, I don't really have the passion to do it right now.
So do both of y'all still write? Because it's like something hard
I'm actually working on the album now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, for the first time in years. I've been wanting to reconnect to the things. I do a lot of things in entertainment, and I feel a void. And now that I got back to music, I realized where that void was coming from, because this is where it all started for me. So now I'm like, man, I just finished literally two days ago, just finished my first song on my next project that I got coming out.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I might hear something, but I might throw four bars in my head, like, I would go crazy.
And that problem, that's where it stops. You're never going to stop doing
that's
that.
Me.
I mean, I'm old.
Because you are who you are, you know.
But that's as far as, now, if I get called to do a verse for somebody that I rock with and I like their stuff, I'll do that. But I don't think I'm ever putting together another project, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes down to the passion. You just don't have the passion.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it for real. I'm not going to play with it.
Yeah.
Pause.
You know what? It kind of
that was crazy.
That was.
You know, you kind of remind me of, I was watching I think it was Mike and Mike long years ago when Mike and Mike was still coming on, and they were talking about retired athletes. And like a lot of the athletes, you know, at a certain age, they're like, I feel like I could still do this. I could be on the field and do this, or I could be on the court and do this. The preparation is what I don't want to go through.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know? So that I kind of feel like, you know, that's what you're saying. It's like you sit down, you take your time, and you don't feel like doing that.
Yeah.
No. If it could just come just like that, and you could just walk into the studio and just lay something down without pre-production.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, if I get called to do a verse or something, that's easy. I can, that's light. But to put together. Then I'm thinking about the continuity of the project, how songs go into the next song. Exactly. Like, I really try to do it all, like, for the listener. Like, you know, you don't want to have some, I don't know. I just look at all that, the sequencing of the songs, the cover art, all that shit, man. I don't feel like.
Have y'all two ever worked together?
Nah, we never did.
That's surprising, man.
It actually is. We was in the studio album like a couple years ago. At
Easton.
At Monkey Boy.
I forget. It was Cash joint.
I
forget who owned the joint, but I was supposed to do something for there was some big project you was doing, right? I don't know what happened with that. I don't remember what happened with that. But yeah, we never did nothing though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never did.
That's surprising though. I thought maybe y'all had maybe collaborated on something or anything like that.
Nah, and I think back then, I think everybody was like trying to do their own thing and be their own, you know what I mean, whatever, and get their own footing and you know what I'm saying? So it was like from my perspective, it seemed like it was healthy competition. Like, oh, word, I got to step my shit up next time I go in. And I feel like that's what it looked like everybody was doing. So it really wasn't a bunch of collabing like that.
I can imagine you on a Papa Perk remix, you know what I mean?
That joint was buzzing, man.
I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, damn, these voices sound familiar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, damn, these voices sound familiar. You know what I mean? I was like, damn, it was buzzing.
I would message Green because I love Green voice. Yeah. Yo. His voice is dope. And then the joint from him, I think it was after that, was the Dance For Me joint.
That shit was fire. I listened to that yesterday, too. Yeah,
so both of those should have really went. And, I mean, I don't know if we got the guidance or...
Nah.
I feel like... Like those two joints, I feel like once you got one, let's put everything behind that one and push that and push that. I think we just made like so much music. Yeah. We did one, we on to the next one instead of really focus. Oh, we got one. This probably can go and really just put all the dollars behind that.
So Ben, when y'all was in the game, like who was like, did y'all have anybody like the older heads like pushing y'all or influencing y'all or just giving y'all a game of how to push your music, how to market it or anything like that?
I
say this. A couple cats that I used to look up to were like the Rich Whites, Static, Potts. Yeah, that's from my area. That's about it. As far as like, you know, they would come. Even Kyrie and Love at one point in time, honestly. But yeah.
Okay.
And when they used to come through Bless the Booth, man, they used to be like, you know, a great feeling. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but really showing me the way, I can't really say nobody really showed me the way. But yeah, I used to watch it.
Yeah, no, I ain't had nobody show me shit, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't had nobody show me nothing, bro. Yeah, I just kind of just, you know what I mean? Well, I'm always dolo.
But did y'all reach out to anybody? Like, you know,
I ain't know who to reach out to.
Yeah.
Really? Because there was a few people on the shore that I might be going back a little too far. Like when Cleavon and them had a buzz.
I don't know.
You don't remember DJ Mix?
Nah.
They had a song they had jumped on. I think that was on the top 100 at one point in time. Some type of pump it up song. He was talking about it one day. This was way back in like the 90s. We was talking about it. And he was like, he was doing a certain type of music. Mm-hmm. And he's like, when they got with the execs and everything like that, the execs told him they had to do like a commercial type of joint. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know, he was like, man, nah. At first he was like, nah, man, we're not doing no shit like that. And he was like, well, if y'all don't do it, we ain't got no use for y'all. He said, then they start pumping it up. They had a song called Pump It Up. And they had a little buzz around here for a little while. You know what I mean?
So come to think now, it popped in my head. So I did try one time, like, I don't know, you know Big Brian.
Big Brian
had a studio in Denton, and I used to say, like, hey, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, rest in peace, Nevin Potter. Like, he used to tell him, like, hey, this kid, he, you know what I mean? He do his thing. So I would try, but I don't think, because I'm not from Denton, and I don't roll with a bunch of people and co-signers and all that. Mm-hmm. Like, they never really took it serious. So that was probably the only attempt I made to try to get some guidance or, let me, whatever. So I just did it all on my own, man. Yeah.
Well, just but to both of y'all, I don't really, I mean, not going to say that y'all didn't need that, but y'all music really resonated around here, you know what I mean? You know, so, you know, it's still in my head. I still listen to a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? Anything like that, you know. More Shane than yours, because your music was more for the younger crowd. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was working in the clubs at the time, so I heard all of it, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, you know, kudos to y'all, man.
Thank you, brother.
Making a staple on the shore, you know what I mean?
I appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much, brother. Yeah.
You still making music, Nace?
Nah, I haven't made music in a minute, honestly. I mean, like you said, I still, you know, I might go to my notepad on my phone some every now and then and listen to a beat.
Mm-hmm. I was waiting to hear a car jingle or something like
that.
Car jingle? How was that transition, man, and then just being in, you know, just doing something different, you know?
The car business?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I just treated it like I treated, you know what I mean, the streets when I was in it. Mm-hmm. Like, this right here, these cars, is they front me. So that's how I looked at it.
Except
coming
if somebody don't make a payment, you can't bust them in the head or nothing like that or nothing like that.
I mean,
somebody miss a payment, you can't show up at the door. You know what I mean? You can't run down on them. But yeah, that's I'm just messing with you.
Nah, definitely. Nah, after they buy the cars, you know what I mean? It's up to them after that. Yeah. You heard me, so.
So you don't get any, like, say you sell somebody a car and they can't afford to pay for it. Like, that doesn't come back on you.
No.
That doesn't take away from your commission or anything like that.
No.
So that's dope.
You already got your money.
That's dope.
You signed that paperwork.
Yeah, that's dope.
So what made you make the transition from music into the car business?
Man, actually, it was by mistake. Like, I used to do the talk show, Help Us Help You. Mm-hmm. And we used to have a lot of viewers all the time, me and my boy 2K. And one of the guys,
shout out the mask.
one of the guys that is the GM at Preston, he used to always watch Help Us Help You. Mm-hmm. So after like so many episodes, he just kept inboxing me like, "Yo, bro, man, you ever thought about selling cars? You would kill it." Da da da. I'm like, "I ain't selling cars. I ain't selling no cars." And he at me again. I'm like, "Oh, you for real? Nah, bro, I appreciate it, but I'm a pass." Third time he hit me up with an offer, and I couldn't refuse it. I was like, "All right, let's do it. I tried. Get my money first. Let's see how it works." And that's how it happened.
So actually, I got a question for both of y'all. What made you stop rapping?
That's a great question. I'm gonna say, for me personally, I think it come a time where like this new, it felt like I would go in with the new type of thing coming in.
Yeah.
And it make you feel like the audience or the masses is starting to demand a new sound.
Yeah.
So it's like, you feel like it, then it's also like the preparation of mixtape, video. And it seemed like it just give you this. So when you drop a mixtape, you take 3 to 4 months, however long it take to drop this mixtape. And it's for like a 2 to 3 day buzz, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel it for like 2 to 3 days.
Yep.
But you prepping for it for like 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's always about what's next. What's next? Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that Gohard said when he came up here. He was like, man, he just felt like the pressure, like with the way the music was changing, there was more pressure for him to do mumble rap and all that. Like the bars wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
Wasn't a lot of people checking for the bars as far as when you're trying to get to a certain level of success. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or anything like that, you know? And you know, y'all got a lot of club play or anything like that, but the radios ain't checking for a lot of that stuff. They checking for the melodic rap now. You know what I mean? That's where everything is edited to now. So he was just like, you know what? I'm out of it. I'm done.
Mm-hmm. You know, so. I also learned that was wrong later on, though.
Yeah.
Like, at the time when I was in rap, you said when I was rapping, I thought that. But as I got older, I realized the mumble rap is just a small period of time. It's a small window for it. And then they just fizzle out.
Exactly, yeah.
So... Yeah, I wish I knew then.
Would you have started mumble rapping?
Yeah. No.
You would have started singing?
No.
Just pop I wish I could a perk and it's working.
I wish I could sing, though. Like, for real. My boy can sing. I heard him singing on something.
So we're going to
move. Oh, no, don't say that. Don't say that because he's in front of the mic. I'm going to want to hear something.
We're going to move past it. So you said the question is why I stopped, right?
Yeah.
So why'd you stop rapping and decide to start singing?
That was good. I stopped. Well, I think my reasons changed. So when I first started rapping, of course, everybody wants to get on and make it and do all that. Mm-hmm. So doing music, I was trying to do club records. I got to have a club record. I got to have a girl record. Mm-hmm. I got to do all this stuff. And then my reason changed, which is what I'm supposed to do it for. I just love music and mm-hmm. my passion for it. And then I started making more retrospective music and putting a lot of my personal life into it and mm-hmm. things like that. So I stopped just because I ain't got nothing else to say. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I feel like the music that I made wasn't like the sides. It was the main.
You had a lot of transparency in your music.
I feel like my music, like it's for the everyday person. Mm-hmm. Like everybody can relate to something that I touch on in music. Mm-hmm. So I stopped just because I didn't have nothing else to say. I still feel like if I decide to do something tomorrow and really put a project together, I feel like it'll be received well. I wasn't tripping on that because I never tried to conform to mumble or something fat. Like mm-hmm. that wasn't my mm-hmm. reason. Once I left the reason of trying to get on and really did it because I love to do it, mm-hmm. then that whole shit goes out the window trying to be some shit that I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
And you feel like that made you make better music as well?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's natural to just be who you are.
Yeah, yeah. It's easy. You ain't got to put on nothing. You ain't got to go in there and mm-hmm. it's just being you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You don't have to try
even when it comes to that, like a lot of people say they don't know me like that, which I love. I don't mm-hmm. want a bunch of motherfuckers knowing me like that.
Right, yeah.
But if you listen to my music, everything is really there. If you listen to a project of mine, it's almost like you do know me. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where I put everything at. But to answer the question, I stopped just because I ain't had nothing else to talk about right now.
Gotcha. Right. Yeah.
So how do y'all feel about the current state of hip hop? And let's just keep it to the shore for real. You know what I mean? Like, do you listen to anybody right now from the shore that's out there?
Rapping? No. Yeah. No.
Yeah. I always got love for it, so I'm always stay tapped in. I listen to a few cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to a few of them.
Any names you want to plug in?
I mean, if I miss somebody, don't be mad, but of course, I still listen to like Grizzy, Fatal.
I'm talking about younger cats. I'm not talking about Fatal, Grizzy, all of them. Just, you know what I mean?
I feel like I'm older and I just don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, of course, I listen to my nephew, 409. It's my nephew, so I gotta listen to him. Uh-huh. Ain't nice too, so you know.
I'm not familiar, but you know.
409?
Nah, you know Nah.
Yeah, you got Nah lit.
If I show you,
Nah,
okay.
Probably. He probably more.
Oh, Nah, yeah. I thought you said Nine. My bad.
Nah. Wavy. Me and Wavy always be chopping it up. Mm-hmm. Wavy got like I love his ambition and his hustle for it, and him trying to do something different.
Yeah, I see the play. I see what they're doing. Like, I like what they're doing. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? They really are drawing attention in different ways.
Yeah.
So it's the music, then they do a little comedy and all this stuff.
Okay,
it's cool.
Right. I like that.
All right. Yeah. Do they reach out to y'all for like advice or anything like that?
Not me.
Always. Yeah, always. I be tapped in with a lot of them, honestly, man. I like Paulie.
De Niro. Paulie De Niro. Like, I heard some of his stuff,
Lake Boy, but Do Lake still do music?
He still do music. I don't know. I think he probably putting something together right now. That's why he's been quiet.
So Lake Boy. It's a couple more, I mean, I can't think off the top, but yeah.
Okay.
Things have changed, brother.
Yeah, it is.
I'm stuck in my.
I remember when R&B the shore playlist. Used to be flooded with music, man. Oh, it used to be flooded with music, man. And just people, just, you know, shows everywhere, you know, stuff like that, you know what I mean? And, you know, coming up in the clubs, I remember going to a lot of shows and doing a lot of security and stuff like that and breaking up a lot of fights and a lot of music beats and shit like that because it was a lot of beef going on, you know, at the time, you know, everybody trying to fight for their spot and everything like that and trying to be the hottest out there, you know what I mean? So it was some tough times, but it was cool, man. It was dope, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of miss it a little bit, man.
I'm glad you're safe, man. I ain't never had no problems, you know what I mean?
Plus, you know, I'm a soft guy, so, you know.
Listen to him.
I let people, you know, man, you really want to get that in the club? Man, go ahead, man. You
the fuck out of here.
Yo, you know, that was an interesting topic, though. Y'all ever have any rap beefs? Well.
With each other?
Huh?
With each other?
No, 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 other crews.
Of course.
And I'm talking
he
about
probably has.
But hold up. I'm talking about rap beefs. Not nothing that's gonna bring up nothing that's gonna get somebody in trouble. I'm talking about rap beefs.
Yeah, plenty of them. Yeah, plenty. On the come up, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You try to like go away from it once you get in a certain position, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but on the way up, it's like, oh well, let's do it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Because it's always the fear of what it could turn into.
Yeah.
You know, you go. You got to know who's on the other side.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we had a couple of them that turned left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I definitely don't. I don't support violence, and I don't support rap beef. Let's put that out there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, I support rap beef. Rap beef.
Yeah.
Keeping it on wax.
Yeah. I want to hear people go at each other on wax. I don't want
to be back to battling. That's what I see that as. It's battling. Mm-hmm. You know? So I support that, but yeah, once it starts spilling outside of the studio, then nah, I don't support that.
I never had none of that. I had a pretty peaceful run. I think it would have been fun though. I got yeah. it. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I heard a couple bars that was aimed at a couple niggas.
But it wasn't no rap beat though. My bars was aimed at niggas in the street.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They wasn't rappers. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But I think it would have been fun though. I would have fun doing that.
But I
never had no issues.
I once heard a guy in a battle rap told him he'll put him under sheets like the KKK. Put his whole family under sheets like the KKK. You know what I mean?
Was that guy that said that, was he in this room?
Yeah, he in here.
Okay,
he's a dangerous guy.
Man.
But anyway, what else going on, man? What y'all teams looking like today?
What team are you referring to?
We gonna talk about y'all's teams. We don't want to talk about ours.
I don't
want to
talk about my team at all.
But y'all the host.
I don't
have
a team right now.
Yeah, which
but
is why
it's only right. Y'all should.
I only got this hat on because I like
we're
the
talking
colors,
about
you know?
Your team.
Yeah, we talking about
because
y'all
because you're the guest.
That's good. All right. Okay. Well, I mean, my team. I mean, you know, my team's doing pretty well. You know. Just sitting at the top, just chilling. You know what I'm saying?
That's how y'all gonna fare without Andrews?
I think as a committee, our tight end committee, is that a
that's a pause. That's a pause.
our committee as a committee, I think.
Rivalry done for the season. Y'all got both of y'all played. Y'all got one more game, right?
We got
it out the way.
Oh no,
we got it out.
Y'all
the way.
They swept y'all.
Can tell by the look on Nace's face.
I see. Don't want to talk about him at all. Burrow went down. He burrowed right now. So he burrowed in right now. So he don't want to talk about
it. 10 times. Yeah, heard 10 times worse watching it up close, bro.
He was at the game. Good seats, man.
I was saying stuff. Man, he could have
threw water on and all that kind of shit. Good seats.
Nah, definitely though, bro. Like, it's hurtful, man. It's the second year I went down there and see us get lost, man. So
I went to 2 games this year, and that was it for me.
How was it? Was it free or?
Hey,
he said
it
was
free. Oh my god,
free entry. Like
at that time, we was when I, the first game I went to, we was 1-0. So
you went to Washington to see it, right?
Yeah.
So listen, so going to Baltimore as a Bengals fan is just crazy, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like I had fans come up to me with a towel, with the Raven towel. You hot, bro?
Oh,
waving me. I'm like, yo, what is going? Like, yo,
we funny. We ain't like Philly fans.
Philly fans are the worst.
Yeah,
I hate when they come to DC, man. They the worst, and I handle them the worst too.
They disrespect.
I be on them, man. When they come to
DC, if you need a jail under your stadium, something's wrong.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no shit. Philly do got a jail under the stadium.
They got a jail under the stadium.
Yeah. So, Commanders. Back to the Commanders.
So, Philly has a jail under the stadium.
Hey, yo. Man, I was just trying to, you know what I mean, talk about everybody's team.
Anyway.
But we can move forward if you like.
Yeah, because we can talk about that in pre-production. So,
I've been trying to steer clear of this nasty conversation, man. Just disgusting.
No, let's do it. Let's get into it.
But, you know, and I'm not talking
about the Commanders. Yeah.
Y'all gonna have y'all day.
What are we talking about?
Y'all gonna have y'all day.
I thought we was done with the
I was at one of the practices. practices where we roughed y'all up at practice. So I don't want to hear all that. I don't want to hear all that. I don't want to hear all of that mess. I want to hear all that Baltimore mess.
Retreat.
I was at the practice where we roughed y'all up pretty bad.
You keep saying we're talking about practice.
I don't care.
I guess Tyler Huntley. That's cute, bro.
And I was at the preseason game too.
Oh, you know, preseason and practice.
Yeah,
pre-production.
That's all I got. That's all I got to fight with. I ain't got nothing else to fight with.
Yeah, we weren't defeated in preseason.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing else to fight with.
Good shit. All right, so the nasty conversation. What are we talking about?
All right, so in light of all these, with that new, did you look it up? Did you find out what the name? Anyway, but there was a new law that they had put into place temporarily that allowed ladies or anybody that had suffered sexual assault or any type of harassment or anything to kind of, regardless of the statute of limitations, to bring it back up and to file civil charges against somebody in it. So now you've seen that within the last, few weeks, you've seen an fluctuation of charges being brought up on a lot of celebrities. You know what I mean? I don't want to name celebrities' names. Everybody already know because we're kind of late covering it. You know what I mean? So how do y'all feel about the government actually being able to do this to allow people to bring up civil suits? And we're not talking about criminal charges. We're just talking about civil suits. So I'm not going to bring you up criminally, even though I feel like you committed a felony. No pun intended. You know what I mean?
You want rap so bad.
I used to have bars. I can still spit. You know what I mean? I just don't. I used to have bars, but... how do y'all feel about the government allowing that and you know, these people to being able to bring up civil charges from things from decades ago?
Well, from what I see, a lot of the charges are 90s, early 90s charges. So if you think about the landscape back then, if a majority of these victims were women, like, you know, it was tough for women in the industry to... say someone with some sort of status did something foul to them, they would be shunned out of the industry or no work and all that. So a lot of them were scared to come forward. So I look at it from that standpoint. Civil and criminal, isn't it harder to prove criminal? So I think that's why they took that route. I don't know, man. I don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, if it got done to you, then yeah, something should be done. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And again, like I said, the landscape for women back then in the industry, or trying to make it in the industry, like, to say something, you might as well pack it up. Yeah. You know?
I think my only issue is with it. My only issue with it is that if you felt like something was done to you criminally, like if I felt somebody drugged me and took advantage of me, I don't want to. I'm not saying that I don't care about money, because if you know, I want a monetary. Settlement as well, but I want to see something happen to you, you know what I mean, as far as with justice, you know what I mean? I feel like true justice is, you know, if you rape my sister or rape my mother 20 years ago or anything like that, I don't give a damn how much money you got and how much money you can pay her. You know what I mean?
I want you in jail.
Or I want you buried, one or the other, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's my only issue with it, you know what I mean? No knock on the victims or anything like that, because I understand, you know what I mean? But I seen one today where Bill Cosby is getting sued by a lady from way back in like 1972 or something like that. You know what I mean? So it's like, how do you, and it's my word against yours, you know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, I just don't.
Well, it seemed like a mixed bag. Some could be legit, some could be money grabs. It's some a, it's are a definitely mixed bag.
Yeah, it's
some
definitely,
are
definitely
a mixed bag of things,
some money grabs.
And then, I don't know. I look at it like, and then some people probably was scared, like, right. Like, I'm a man, so my thinking is different. Like, someone did something, now I want action ASAP. Yeah. Like, I don't give a fuck about the money. Something need to happen to you. Some women are fearful. I don't know the situation. I don't know how powerful that person was that did whatever they did. Like, you know what I mean? So a lot of people be scared in those situations, man. So I get it. It definitely opened the door for a mixed bag of things. Like, oh, it's a quick money grab, or something really did happen, and you've been traumatized all this time, and... with no type of, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I wonder about these situations? You never see any men come forward.
Terry Crews did.
A lot of people were there.
I was about to say.
A lot of people was there. He did that right in front of Terry Crews' wife and all of that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? So I can understand that, you know what I mean? I didn't laugh at him because I thought Terry Crews should have beat the brakes off that nigga right then and there, you know what I mean? But, you know, like you never see any men. Like, you never see men come forward like, 20 years ago,
She took advantage of
it. Yeah, 20 years ago. I mean, and even if it's against a woman, you know what I mean? Say 20 years ago, Aretha Franklin touched me a certain way. She grabbed my, you know what I mean? She grabbed my man or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Why do you, know you think that is, though?
Because.
What are we going to do to him?
Pride.
Yeah,
pride. I think pride. What society going to do?
That kind of cheese
motion. You could have, or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
You plus, know how they do us,
plus,
right?
Plus, the way we looked at it, we supposed to like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we ain't supposed to be like, oh, don't touch me, you know, because then now people won't be like, what, are you gay?
Mm-hmm. You know? I know, but there so are guys that came. There are some guys that came forward and said that, like, even hip hop pioneers, like the Africa Bambaataa situation with Hassan Campbell and all of that kind of stuff. That a lot of it was some guys that came up, but we do know it's documented that back then that, you know, it was a lot of homosexuality or a lot of homosexual offers to people to, you know, come up in the industry back in the day, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But yeah. You never see them guys actually come up and say that, you know, or this, you know, this guy offered me sex to be able to sit at this table or anything like that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I just always wonder about that.
Okay. So you're not saying women making advances, you're saying
I'm
like,
saying, yeah, like from guys saying, or women, from anybody, guys or women, anybody, period, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why the fellas, like, I don't know why, I shouldn't. Well, you say don't say no name.
Yeah, yeah, don't say no name.
I don't know why that guy doesn't say nothing. Yeah, yeah. Or other guys like him that I've read and I know. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe because the upside was so up. They mm-hmm. wanna, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? It is what it is. I don't know.
You think them guys just took the advance and then just, you know.
Yeah,
they ran with it. 100% some of them did that.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah, they got the opportunity.
I'm sure a lot of the women did too. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. But I think there are a lot of guys that they just, you know, that the fear of ridicule.
Mm.
You know,
yeah,
the fear of being seen a certain way. But then just going back to what you were saying, even the fear of power, it's not just with women mm. and men. If you're a man trying to get into the industry mm-hmm. and you have a more powerful man or even a more powerful woman that can stop you from getting there,
mm-hmm.
you know, then you're like, or even after you get there, you're afraid of them cutting your water off.
Yeah,
so,
true.
You know, you got to, I don't know, man. It's a funny game, man. It's a funny game. You know, but I think that's probably why, man. A lot of men just, and then also, like I said, we supposed to, especially if it's coming from a woman, and we're talking about heterosexual mm-hmm. men here, you're supposed to like it.
Yeah.
If it's coming from a woman, you know. Yeah. I'm sorry.
True.
I'm not saying that's
true.
That's how it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the way society views it.
Yeah.
You know, a woman, we look at even like young boys,
mm-hmm.
we don't look at the same as a female teacher. You know, interacting with him the same as we do it if it was like a girl and a male teacher. You know, everything changes when it's about us, you know. So,
yeah, I mean, we're quick to say, like, shit, where was them teachers at when I was
exactly,
in school? Like,
exactly.
Yeah. Like, say some shit like that.
Yeah. Amy, you sure you don't want to go back and get some money back from Led Zeppelin or something, from a concert or something like that? You know what I mean?
Nah, that's wild.
ZZ Top might have said something to you crazy back in the day or something like that. You know?
Amy is one of the youngest people in this room.
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, You younger, but you're the only one.
Man,
but yeah, I feel it. What about you? You got any?
I mean, of course, man. I got a lot of different perspectives. You know what I'm saying? So, like, one of them is I feel like it should be two sides to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you said, if it is a case where somebody's coming forward and it's not true,
mm-hmm.
it should be some way. They have to get penalized. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Because exactly.
It's a lot of things that, like, for we say not gonna say no name. Let's just say, I don't know. We're gonna just make a name up. Mike, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say he's a super mega star, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're making these accusations on him, and now it's killing all of his stock and everything. Mm-hmm. And it can make
that's
him
what happens.
Mm-hmm. So if it's not true, they should go to jail, right?
Yeah.
That's the number one thing. Number two thing, the other side of it is, yeah, like he said, man, if it happened, I mean, it happened. Mm-hmm. You need to pay the time, pay the cost, whatever it is, you know what I mean? And like my guy did, get it out the way early, pal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just settle.
Settle
fast.
But I also say this, man, there's going to come a time where drinking, smoking is going to be used as
the same way as Quaaludes and all that kind of shit. Yeah,
that's going to come a time.
Yeah, that's true.
It's gonna come a time.
Are you trying to resolve yourself from any criminal wrongdoing?
No.
You gotta watch
no,
him.
No.
You gotta watch him.
You know what I mean, people I had to drag out the club or help out the club, you know what I mean? That was on them perks and stuff like that, man. It was ridiculous.
Look at this.
It was ridiculous, man.
This man sells cars. He was promoting a lot of wrongdoing.
Back in the day, man. I'm joking with you. You see how we do up here, we go crazy.
That was some crazy times, bro.
It was, man. It was party times. We was young, man. Young partying, you know what I mean? It was the times, you know. So, you know, fun times too. Had a lot of fun in the clubs, man. I had a lot of fun patting ladies down. It might be something that could come back at me right now.
I was just sitting here thinking.
Listen to this. Wow. You gotta edit that or something. A lot of fun patting ladies down.
They wanted to be patted down. Yo, you know what I mean? They might have had something on them, something dangerous on them. You know what I mean?
They had to
pat them down. You look like you got something on you. Come here.
No, they got that one thing that's the most dangerous thing on earth. It is the most dangerous thing on earth.
True. Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. Look at that glass almost blow up.
Mineral water.
Oh, okay.
Mineral water.
Gotcha.
Mineral water?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vodka, okay. Mineral, whatever.
Okay.
But I was thinking, you know, all of this stuff, you know, with all of these new things coming out, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, is there something in my past where... No, where it happened to me.
Where it happened to you. Oh, what you already mean? Said. You trying to get some money?
I mean, if it's there.
It's too late.
I think the deadline, it was only open for
Friday was
a
deadline.
Certain amount of time.
It was open for a year.
That's another problem with it. Yeah. That's another problem.
But my trauma continues.
They should have opened it up for good, period. Not opened it up just for a period of time.
I mean... I don't know. Maybe because everything you see going on right now, like courts will be flooded. Won't nobody get nothing
through. That's true. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Maybe they'll do it again next year. Some of them getting Black Friday.
Niggas trying to clean that shit up right now.
Black Friday.
Like, look, girl, they making phone calls right now. Can you get in touch with Rafina? Tell her, look, I got ten bands for her right now. Not to say anything. They trying to clean that shit up now.
That's the only part that confused me about it, though. Is like. When it's a bag tied to it, like Eric, if you telling me I can get this person charged and put in prison, it's more valuable to me to have money than like that's the part. I don't like it either. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't mind somebody paying for it. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
If I feel like whatever you did affected my life for this many years and this amount of money will help me feel better about it, and knowing that it hurt your pockets, I'm not opposed to that. You know, I'm good with that. You know,
no, of course that. What I'm saying is. Jail time should be
tied to it. Definitely. But like Shane said, it's kind of hard to prove that shit. But
it
see,
is.
How is that though? How can you prove something civilly but can't prove it criminally?
Because they just gonna spend the money to get it over with.
Yeah, I mean,
it ain't always about the burden of proof at that point. It's just the fact that it's out there.
Yeah, let's say, like with the OJ thing,
are you saying that being convicted in the court of public opinion is more valuable than being convicted in the court, period, of jurisdiction? You know what I mean? So like with the OJ thing, he didn't get convicted of the murders, but he got convicted civilly, and then they took all his money because of that. You know what I mean? Do you feel that was more, that you know, that which one outweighs the other?
Criminal, all day.
I mean, anytime you go to jail, I feel like that's worse.
Because if a nigga free, he can get that money back.
Yeah.
Especially if he got that name and that celebrity, that's nothing. And if he not dead broke, you know what I mean? You think?
I don't know, yo. But you got to think. Like even some people that have been exonerated, just because, like you said, just because it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Some companies don't fool with you no more. Things like you can really dry your money up like that. Even though Diddy paid the first, my bad.
No, you can. I mean, it's out there. Everybody already.
Right, so even though he paid the first joint, he still got all these other joints. I'm pretty sure Macy's already pulled his shit off the racks.
Yeah,
like so shit. He's gonna take a hit. It just depends on how far it goes. So just putting that the accusation out there does affect, can affect your pockets and your business and your name and people wanting to work with you in the future, all that type of stuff.
These are Sean John. These are Sean John glasses frames. I got to throw them away. I got to get rid of them. You got to be blind. That's real. How dare you? Got to get contacts again, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. God damn, man.
You got to get some passing glasses. You been patting women down with Sean John glasses. Come
on. I'm going to be honest with
you, man. You are filthy. Yeah,
man. It's messed me up, man.
Jesus Christ.
It's messed me up. I'm gonna just scratch the name off of them. That maybe that'll work.
Jesus, you know what I mean?
just scratch off Sean. He used to be wearing Johns.
Nah, because it might be in the name John. Could have did some wild shit too. You know what I mean?
Man, Diddy a wild boy, bro.
Yeah. That's been documented.
Oh my God,
there's been too many rumors and too many documented. I don't pay attention to rumors, but everybody knows.
I believe that, shit, bro.
When you look at the industry, everybody knows all the shit that's been going on in the industry. Mm-hmm. But it's never put out there until somebody come forward and say something, until you get a whistleblower or something like that. Even with the Harvey Weinstein situation and then in the island and all the motherfuckers that been on that island. Mm-hmm. We had presidents mm-hmm. that was on that island and shit like that.
Yeah, you know what I watched
mean?
The doc.
Yeah, man, this shit crazy. You know what I mean? So it's been a lot of, you know, when money get involved,
when people get
a certain amount of power, they feel like they can do anything and get away with anything.
Money's power, respect, boy.
I can imagine. What would you? What? Give me something that you would have did if you was a billionaire that you would have probably regretted.
Oh man,
yo, this loaded kind of line of question is crazy, bro.
Listen, DJ Vlad.
DJ Vlad. I know I would have been fucked up, bro. I know I'd have been fucked up. I'd have probably had some wild ass parties, boy. I'm telling you.
You had a Diddy party?
Yeah. You can't come to this party. You got to take your clothes off as soon as you get to the door. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So
know.
Like a Diddy party?
Yeah. That one with 50.
Hey, we got him in 4K.
That one with 50 Cent posted that picture when he was.
How many K's we got? We got him in it?
That one where 50 Cent posted a picture of Diddy with his pants down and shit at a party, all these niggas around and shit. He on the microphone, got his pants down and shit like that. And I'm like, come on, man. That's some wild shit.
Yo, 50 is hilarious. Yo, 50 is
hilarious. He applying pressure all day on him. Man, Diddy need to try to get him hit for real. She making
him blow his car up.
Man.
Y'all purposely avoided the question.
What was the question?
That was just an open question. That was. I don't answer that. I don't want y'all to answer that. Now the camera, Amy, turn every single camera off if you answer that shit. Mark every single one of them answers shit. Damn
that. I will say this, though. I would have just had a lot of weapons. Hmm. And I probably would have had some stuff that I'm not supposed to have. I would have had a tank. I would have matter of fact, what we doing now, we're trying to get to the point where we are billionaires, right?
Yeah, true.
I'm getting a tank.
Getting a tank?
I'm going to get a damn tank. Yep. Mm. I'm going to have that's going to be my thing. Just a bunch of weapons.
Mm. You know where you're going to be at? You're going to be in prison like a motherfucker.
Nah, they ain't going to be able to find me. I'm going to have an underground bunker. You'll never find me.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing I would do, man. Yeah. Have an underground house.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely doing that.
And you know what they're going to say? Oh, it's going to be a female going to come up. Now, we all in relationships, but besides, you know.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, besides, you know, he like one of those Kraft singles. He like one of those Kraft single pieces of cheese still in the plastic or something like that right now. Yeah, you know, that's how single you are. You know what I mean?
Hey, yo, we got bars,
so
bro.
So bad.
We got bars, though, man.
You a crap single piece of cheese still on your single.
That's how single you are. I just got to stipulate how single you are. You know what I mean?
Bar. Yeah.
He been texting me talking about, yo, we need to get on a song together. Dude, he trying to do it.
I'm telling you, I got bars, though. Don't make me spit something. Don't make me, yeah.
He keeps saying
I'm going to do
it. I hear your cadence, jail bars.
I don't know what kind of bars
I hear your cadence first.
I used to have like an offbeat type of, like a real offbeat.
Oh, you a Silky Shocker ass.
No, I ain't.
Yo, why couldn't Silk rap on beat?
Yo, man.
Don't ever put me in that.
Yeah, don't let him on your shit.
Just let him chill out. No. He heard me rap before.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, I was surprised.
You know, I'm nice. Yeah,
I was surprised. That was one verse.
But that was a verse back from like 1995 or something like that. 96 or something like that. So
that's probably crazy the last time that you remember that from back then.
Crack in my pocket.
That's how you start.
No, I ain't never sold no drugs, man.
You never?
No.
That's what's up, bro.
No.
Right, you was about to go on to talk about y'all relationship. That's what you, that's
you,
where you was
you
going.
You made me lose my train of thought. Like,
hey, man, I'm on point. Let's keep this train moving. You about to talk about your relationship?
No, I'm talking about Nate. Nate, settle down, man. You get ready, you know. What's going on with you? You know, you settle down, you know.
Yeah, you got, man,
you
lady,
you know. How long y'all been, how long y'all been together?
Like 10 of them.
10 of them. Oh, like, yeah, because she was in the video, right?
Dance with me?
Yeah, she was in Dance with me.
Yeah, she was in there.
Yeah. I'm about to play some shit on her too, man. I'm about to play some shit. Yeah, like how's that going? How's that
wonderful, going? Brother. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah.
Some nuptials in the making.
What's that?
Some you know, ring. Babies? Ring.
Oh, we already got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already got that, man. We getting married in October.
Beautiful. Congratulations. Go. Where you go? Right up close. Hold on. Was that the right one?
No, that's not.
Oh, no.
That sounds like some porno music, bro.
What the?
I don't know, man.
It's you about to catch a civil case.
We can just clap for that.
Y'all have a big wedding? Yeah.
About to blow about 20 grand. You know,
Dang.
Nah, I'm telling you, man, if I can do it all, well, hopefully I don't have to do it all over again, because I've had both sides. I done did the big wedding and I did the, you know what I mean, just the, you know, getting eloped. I'd rather get eloped every time if I had to do it over again, man.
I agree.
That big wedding, man, is just
agree.
Shit. But you got it. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. I ain't got it, man. But congratulations for that, man. Congratulations for that. Yeah, you said October?
Yes, sir.
Why so far away? That's a long way. That's a lot of planning.
You
man.
Need it.
He yeah. says a big
y'all
wedding.
Y'all having a destination wedding or where y'all doing it at?
Nah, we doing it in Cambridge.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, brother. Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, he adding them dollar signs. Like,
yeah, yeah, man. Shit, it's expensive, man. Weddings are expensive as shit, man.
Yeah, I heard.
Wedding in the church charges you a bunch of money.
Back
man.
In the day, like the dad supposed to pay for it though. Something. Man, what's going on?
Dads ain't got it, bro. Dads ain't got it no more.
My dad was like, "Look, I'll give you something towards all you and your best man."
No, the father of the bride.
Yeah, supposed to pay for everything. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So they all they had to do was bring a broom. They ain't had to pay for nothing.
Exactly.
Back.
Yeah.
But nah, dads ain't got it. Dude.
I mean, it's hard to say it. I mean, it's as much as I don't want to say it, you know, a lot of dads are not in, you know,
yeah,
people's lives. So
no, with that too.
Yeah, a lot of dads not in their lives, you know what I mean? And if they are, they don't have it, you know what I mean? So I mean, I understand. Shit. I mean, when my boys get married,
I'm gonna try
to discourage them. Like, look, man, go to the justice, you know what I mean? Have a nice reception. You can use the yard. You know what I mean? I'll get the chairs and the tables and take care of the food and stuff like that. You know, I'm going to try to discourage them as, you know, you don't need all that big shit.
I had, when I was about to get married, I had this guy give me some great advice. He said, do not spend all your money on that wedding. That wedding day, when you put all that money and stuff into it, that's for everybody else.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All of that money into your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Or just saving.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
for the marriage. You said, don't spend all that money.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's a show.
One second this is gonna be on the podcast so I can show this to Tim.
We got you, bro.
This will probably air. What's the day? Sunday? Today's Sunday. This will probably air probably like Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, we got you, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. It's a show, man. It's a show. For the people.
These are all jokes, man. These are all jokes. Don't take that.
That ain't no damn joke.
It's a bunch of people that's going to come for a show that don't. I mean, not some care, of course, you. Family cares, but it's just a show, man.
You know, my first marriage, we did the whole thing. You know what I mean? Of course. Anyway.
Here we go.
And that's the other side.
Yeah.
That's the other side. So, putting like, a bunch of money into it.
Her family were performers, so it was like a concert. Like, it was dope. Like, the wedding was dope. Everything was dope about it, you know what I mean? Everything was dope about the reception. Everything was dope, you know what I mean? But, like, I just felt it was much better with my second go-around. Me and her, we got married in front of a bunch of strangers pretty much on the beach. It was people on the balconies clapping, people on the roof bars clapping and shit like that. And I felt that much better. You know what I mean? Cause it's like, who you really, like you said, like, you know what I mean? Like I said, you just putting on a show for everybody else and you spending a bunch of money for what? Like you're going to be in the church 15 minutes.
Basically.
You're going to be in the church 15. Well, actually you're going to be in the church an hour because women take a long time getting ready and nothing never starts on time. You know what I mean? So I think we paid maybe the church. I think we paid the church maybe like $1,000 to like $1,500 for like 15 minutes. was to just get ready there and shit like that. I don't know the exact number how it was, but you know, it was just, it to me, it just wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
But it's all about what y'all want to do. You know what I mean?
Man, my wedding was beautiful and was cheap. We went to the park in Oxford, Maryland. Mm-hmm. We got married. The background was the water.
Mm-hmm.
The park was free.
Mm-hmm.
All we had to do was let them know the time and the date that we mm-hmm. were coming. Mm-hmm. We didn't pay for that.
That was dope.
My photographer was Amy
mm-hmm.
and my nephew.
Okay.
We had our arch. We had some friends whose kids had just gotten married
mm-hmm.
and they brought the arch. Didn't have to pay for the arch.
Oh.
The chairs that we had a friend. Oh, Mike. So mm-hmm. his wife's church gave us the chairs.
Okay.
For free.
Okay.
Like we really didn't, between my suit, her dress, and the wedding, we spent less than $1,500.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
And the dress, her dress and my suit, they were nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, nice, but you just couldn't tell that we ain't spend that much money on it. I mean, it was cheap.
Yeah.
It was cheap.
Sound good to me, bro.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't have to worry about that for a long time, buddy.
Hey, that's fine. Hey, take my time and relax, brother.
Speaking of that.
We just going to move right past it. We got to keep on moving.
Speaking of that, man, you know.
Keep on rolling. Brother. You know what I mean? We're gonna keep on rolling.
You don't have any new ladies of interest or anything like that?
Nah, man, you know, I'm just out here being a dad, man.
Yeah.
You know, just being a father.
Is there another word for that you wanted to use?
Outstanding father.
Would you just replace that with? Is there another word for that you wanted to use? But you just replace that with something else?
What, being a father?
Huh?
No, just being a father, sir. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing, brother.
So you got somebody calling you dad. You got nobody calling you daddy?
Well, no daddy. My children are older. Right. They took the Y off.
Okay.
You know, it's just dad. Just dad.
All right.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yo.
Hey, man, you're going to be single forever, man. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, listen, I need y'all to relax. I need y'all to slow down. This ain't about me.
That's okay. When a new album going to come out, when there's a new lady involved. You know what I mean? That's when you're going to see something come out. Yeah.
Oh, man. So I thought we had things written down to talk about.
No. We don't have no subjects here. We just go with the flow.
There was no pre-production.
There you go. No pre-production. Right, we just go with the flow.
Right. Nah, man, I'm chilling, man. You know. I'm just chilling. You know what I'm saying? I'm having fun.
Yeah, that's it.
Being a dad.
Yeah.
Being a dad.
Like he said, being somebody's daddy.
Being a father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm doing, man.
Is there anyone accompanying you to the game today or to the bar today where you want to watch the game?
Well, there'll be a plethora of people there.
I mean, are you meeting somebody there? Like, is there somebody that you called and said, I'm gonna be at this particular place? If you want to meet up and you know, pull up and we sit at the bar?
Yeah,
or something.
So
like
it's
that.
A group of us. We all get together, watch the game. Yeah. We do that.
Are there any females in that group?
Yeah, of course.
Any female interest in that group? That
God, interest?
Yeah.
Interested in the game. Like, you share an interest in the team.
Well, you can tell. You talking about, I got bars. Let's see how he dance around.
Hey, man, listen. Listen, I'm just being a father,
bro. He's settling like Diddy, bro.
Oh, see? Hey. Slow down, bro.
Nah, man. You know, man. It's all fun and jokes, man. These are all jokes, man. Don't take nothing we say here seriously, man. We're just giving our opinion on shit, man. It's just our opinion, man.
Nobody asked for the opinion. Nobody asked for it.
So how y'all feel, you know what I mean? How you feel about the state of Groove right now? Like, what's up with, you know, Groove City, man?
That is Cambridge, Maryland, for those of you all who don't know.
They know what Groove is.
No, they all don't know what Groove is.
The three people that listen to this podcast are probably from Groove, so they know what Groove is.
I forgot.
Is.
No, yeah. we up to four now. But that four. Yeah.
That's funny. I see what y'all try to do.
It's dry humor, man. It's dry humor. Dry turkey humor.
Dry turkey humor.
How you feel about Groove right now, man? Like,
man, we need a lot of help and guidance right now, man.
It's a lot of people doing some things in the community that I see, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. How do you feel about, like,
What part of Groove are we talking about? Are we talking about what's going on in
Greenwood? I'm talking about Greenwood area. You know, area.
Yeah, you said my area.
Yeah, area. Yeah, you grew
growing
up around.
Yeah, definitely.
The drive, you know, Greenwood.
Times has changed a lot, bro. Like, mm-hmm. you know, back in our our days, both our days, yeah. You get me what I'm saying? True. So yeah. It was more like, you know, if it was an issue, you know, you fight, you might shake each other's hands and whatever after the fight, man. And these days, it's going to a whole nother level with it, man. You ain't even getting to that.
Scared to fight.
Yeah, you ain't even getting to
niggas
that.
Niggas scared to take an L.
Yeah.
Niggas scared to take an L, man. Mm-hmm. It's sad, man.
I blame the rap music, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. I blame rap music, man. Once they started smoking ops and, you know, this era just. Mm-hmm.
And they getting on the track and talking about
it.
Yeah,
yeah. Once that started, man, you got to think, who was our, you know, who we listened to grew up. Like, music is hypnotizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You might listen to, you know, some love music. You might want to go home and make love to your girl. You know what I mean?
True.
They hearing murder music and they went go load the car.
But it was murder music out when we was out, but we like was still
what,
fighting.
Bro? Like what?
There was a lot of shit out, man. And the NWAs, the Cubes, the you know, I mean, they were more considered conscious, edgy, conscious rap. You know what I mean? To a certain extent, but it was all gangster music. It was all I mean, it was a lot of gangster music.
I'm about to say
OC.
Like,
it was a lot of gangster music out back then. You
this,
know what I mean?
This is good for banter podcast wise. So that's good. You blame rap music like how it is now, smoking on ops and all that stuff. I guess our era, whatever, we like to say, man, when you know what I mean, music coming up, we had this, we had, but I mean, that's bullshit though. We had some conscious mixed in there, but a lot of our shit was talking shit.
Yeah,
a lot of our shit was, you know what I mean, when I see you and what I'll do to you and all that. Yeah. Like, that's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I can just put it all. I know you're not saying put it all on rap. I don't even know if I can.
I know what you mean, the influence of rap.
Is that the influence like that, or is it just the circumstances and the environment and what is going on in the individual's household?
I think that's true, to me.
I feel like whatever's going on in your household and your upbringing is the biggest influence. Mm-hmm. You can listen to whatever the fuck you want to listen to, but if you got the values from your crib, parents, and or whatever adult that's guiding you, I think that's the biggest influence that you'll ever have and can overcome anything that you got on your fucking headset. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest indicator is like, We respected the dead, right?
Yeah.
So we respected the dead. Like, we never talked about the dead.
Right. Yeah.
Now
it ain't. Yeah. That's different.
Yeah. They kill your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. They kill your mom. They gonna be laughing at her, putting her on t-shirts. They gonna be putting her in hashtags. Your mom did. Like.
Yeah. That's the other thing. We respected women and children too.
Yeah. That's what I was getting ready to get to.
Yeah.
Like that's what I was getting ready to get to. The rules change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before it was women, no kids. You know what I mean? Anything like that. Now a nigga will just get out and shoot.
Yeah.
Anywhere, like long as I hit you, long as you in the target range, I don't care who else is out there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot everything out there. I'm gonna pull up on sight, as they say.
Yeah.
On sight, you know what I mean. Before we pull up, it might be 20 dudes, and you might get jumped or something like that.
So let me ask you this. So, because what I try to do is if I see that there's an opening for me to say a word to a young person or a kid or a young man that I may have his ear just a little bit, I'll try to like say certain things and be consistent in that. Mm-hmm. Somebody saying something to him, like to try to get him off of that.
Yeah.
How do y'all go about doing that? How can you tell that I can reach this one at least? Or what signs do you see? Because a lot of them, like,
they don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah. So how do y'all pick out the ones like, all right, I can say something to this one, or if I get him to himself, we can have that type of conversation, and maybe over time I'll change his train of thought.
The mentality is now is that you're not my dad, so you can't tell me nothing. And then the mentality is we beefing, so. I gotta be on ready, and I gotta get him before he get me, because we beefing. I don't know how that person is thinking. If it's already on site, because it's so dangerous out here now that everybody believes that once you beefing, it's always a possibility of that somebody's gonna get you before you get them. And I think that's where the mentality is.
And I can't
if you can
argue
penetrate
with that
mentality.
I understand.
That's
that.
The thing, and it's so hard to penetrate that mentality, because I'm pretty sure I've been in situations where I had that mentality before, and you know what I mean. And it came to shots being fired and stuff like that and everything like that. And, you know, fortunately nobody was, you know, got buried or anything like that, you know, but I know how that mentality is. Now it's just tenfold now. Now everybody has that mentality, you know what I mean? As opposed to just one or two people out of the crew. You know what I mean? It's hard to penetrate that, man. It comes to mentality. You know, it's and like you said, the music is really influencing that a lot. You know what I mean? Because it's like, okay, I'm not fighting them. I'm not fighting now. You know what I mean? I'm gonna lay you down now. You know what I mean? It's me against him. You know what I mean? It's the ops, like you said. You know what I mean? So it's the mentality, and I don't know how to change that. I don't know how to talk to a 15 or because they're young now. 14, mm-hmm. 15, 12, 13. You know what I mean? Especially in groove. Mm-hmm. We never heard, man, when I first moved, I came from D.C. where even in D.C., we wasn't hearing about 12 and 13 year olds getting shot and mm-hmm. killed like that. It was more the older guys, the 22, 23 year olds. It was a lot of murder, but you wasn't hearing about it as young. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I didn't have to go to middle school and worry about somebody toting a gun in junior mm-hmm. high school or anything like that. Guns was always around, but I didn't have to worry about that at that time. Now in groove, you got to worry about 12, 13 year olds mm-hmm. walking around with guns and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different mentality. Oh, yeah. It's a different type of maturity level with the power to take someone's life now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So right. that's where it's at. You know?
So I'll give this example. So mm-hmm. there's a kid on my son's football team. Mm-hmm. I'd say maybe 2 years ago, he was not playing football, not really in school, mm-hmm. just kind of outside and getting into a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? His circumstances I understood, but what I did was when he did play football, I got footage of all the kids when they play football. Mm-hmm. So I would shoot him a message like, "We need you next year." Mm-hmm. Just I kept doing that for a year and a half. I kept doing, "Hey, we need you back, man." Mm-hmm. Like I kept doing that until I don't know, something happened where he moved and got back into the area mm-hmm. and he started playing football again. Mm-hmm. So I just tried to keep him close. Like anytime I'm talking to my son, mm-hmm. I'd make sure he's there so he mm-hmm. can hear it too. And just kept going and kept going. Mm-hmm. Now this same kid has over 15 offers from D1 schools.
Oh, that's dope. Wow. That's dope.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so I think what we have to do just as black fathers and mm-hmm. black men, like if you see one that you can get, get him. You know what I'm saying? Like I think that's the only, I mean, it'll seem like it's a small chip, mm-hmm. but it does help though. You know what I'm saying? Because he could easily mm-hmm. be one of them ones out there too.
But that's another one of the biggest issues because it's a lot of us niggas out here not doing what we should be doing for our own kids, let alone for somebody else's kid. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, and I think that's the biggest thing. Yeah, but I think that's the biggest thing. It's a lot of us in the households. It's mm-hmm. a lot of us in the neighborhoods. And a lot of us are scared to go back mm-hmm. because we don't like the reaction mm-hmm. that we're getting from the kids either.
You know understand. I mm-hmm. I get that too. Yeah. Now, if you get pushed back, like, I mean, all right, young boy, it kind of is right. what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, at least the effort can be there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Some sort of capacity. Yeah.
And that's what, to answer your question, you say, how can you tell which one to try to reach?
Right.
I say try to reach them all. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. Yeah. But you may misread something. Mm-hmm. You may think this kid isn't going to listen.
Yeah.
But this kid could just be in a place of his life where he's just waiting for that one person.
Someone to give a shit.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And it could just change everything for him, you know.
And I think my answer to it is, like, I kind of, like, see who gravitates to me, you know what I'm saying? Because, mm-hmm. like you said, the ones that don't want it, it's hard to reach. Like, man, in this era, like, I'd be somewhere, like, at a playground or something. And I see like 10-year-old kids, girls, they cussing mm-hmm. like sailors, bro.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
back when we was young, that never happened.
We respected. Exactly. Yeah.
And I think the village is broken now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's hard. Like back then, you know, the neighbor will tell you, you know what I mean? Go tell your mom. Your neighbor might spank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, it's the respect level is gone. So you just got to find out the ones that gravitates to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll, you know, be in the air and trying to talk to them. But if mm-hmm. I can see that I don't have that respect from them, I kind of like shy off away like it could.
Man, sometimes you got to meet them where they are. You know, like if you see, they may be listening to some music that you don't really care for.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come in and you start trying to listen to that music, then you can rap along with those lyrics with them. Yeah, it's
that. This motherfucker.
That would hurt. That would hurt if I
that's
had to do that.
Crazy.
Fuck my baby dad. Fuck my baby dad.
That's crazy.
No, I can't. That's not going to get it. But anyway, go ahead.
But I'm just using that as an example. Just the music. But whatever the interest is, you know, sometimes you may just have to try to make a connection.
Yeah.
You know, just meet them where they are. And then they like, oh, you know what? You're kind of cool, old head. Yeah. All right, cool. You're going to stop calling me old head. But listen, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes that, you know, that'll do it, you know?
Yeah, so what I mean by that, like, boom. Like, I don't like try to pick over them because I think that I might mislead somebody when I said that. I don't try to like pick over them. But like, for example, like I went back to my school to do the pep rally, right? So when I went back to do the pep rally, it was like a cool experience. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids and see how they act and how they like. Some I might already think they're going this direction because this is where they got to go. Like he says, and start with the household at times. And you can tell those type of kids where if they don't have that respect for their parents or their mom, it's going to be hard for them to respect you unless they see something in you that they can see in themselves.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah.
Man, I just seen a video the other day, came across my timeline where I guess, I don't know if it was a birthday party or something like that. Two little kids, they had to be like maybe 5 or 6, 7 years old. Guns. Holding guns, doing the rapping, two big stupid ass niggas right behind them. You know what I mean? Cheering them on. I'm like, man, look at this. This shit is disgusting, man. You know what I mean? That's what we got. That's what you got to fight against.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
The very people that you want to be influencing the kids to put the guns down and got to work things out when there's beefs and stuff like that is encouraging this shit. You know what I mean? Because when it all come down to it, how's a 12-year-old getting a gun if it ain't an adult giving it to him?
Right.
You know what I mean? How are they getting it in their hands? Mm. They can't go to the store and buy it. They may even go somewhere and steal it or something like that. But there's so many of them flooded and throughout the neighborhoods now. Where are they getting it from? It's these older niggas that's influencing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And speaking on the big homies, not the big homies no more. You get what I'm saying?
Right. They're not.
Yeah.
They're not the right ones. You know what I mean? They're not given the influence that they should be getting.
And that's going to be the problem when the ones that have that type of mentality become the big homies.
Yeah. Yep.
And now the little homies are looking at this nonsense as what it's supposed to be.
And then
standard
if I get off, I get off my bus in school, and as soon as I get off my bus, I see a bunch of older, grown ass men sitting around, drinking beers, hustling. You know what I mean? Talking about certain things. How's that going to influence me to what I'm going to want to do? That that's the influence that I'm going to want to see. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because that's where I'm thinking that life is. That's what I'm looking at is life. You know what I mean? If that's all I see. Yeah. You know, so it's discouraging, man.
It is, man. I remember when I was, just being in D.C., 640. So I come around and I ain't lived. So 640 is one of the most notorious neighborhoods in D.C. At one point, it's not what it was. But when I was going around there, I didn't live there. I just hung out there. I would get off of work. I was working at a bank, and I would get off work. I'm dressed up, my shirt and tie, slacks, and I'd go around there just to hang out, right? And my cousin used to say to me, I'm glad that you come around here dressed like that because these kids need to look up to somebody other than me and other than some of the other, you know, big homies that's around here. They need to have this type of influence. You know, because the kids back then, they were starting young.
I would have told him, why don't you have that same type of influence?
Well, he had a different story. You know, I remember we were, one time we were riding, and he pointed to this corner and said, I remember being homeless at 12 years old. I was just sitting right there. And I was just asking him what happened. So my uncle and his mother both strung out on drugs, uncle in and out of jail. And he said, I had to be the man at the house at 12, so I had to drop out of, I had to drop out of high school. I mean, out of elementary. He said, but I can't get no job. What can
that's
I do?
That's crazy, other than drop out of drugs. Elementary school?
Yeah.
That's wild.
So he's selling drugs. He's carrying guns, selling drugs at 12 years old, doing what he got to do to survive, because now he's the man of the house. So he's in and out of jail throughout that time. So now he has this record a mile long before he's even 21. So now he's trying to get a job. He hated it. I remember my cousin would come home from jail. I go pick him up. We riding around. We putting in applications for him to, you know, try to get a job. He either would not get the callbacks, or he would, you know, they would call him in. He would get there. They say, oh, you a felon. Nah.
No and pun intended.
But he wouldn't get the job. It was a cycle. He was just in and out. Every time he tried to do the right thing, there was always something. There was always something, man. And so he was trying. And I remember him telling me, he said, cuz, I hate every minute of this shit. He said, I hate it. I hate being out here.
Man.
You know?
Yeah, it's a sad story, man. It's a sad story. It's a sad cycle, for real. You know? I know how it is, you know what I mean? I went to prison, you know what I mean, for a number of years, and I came home and it was a struggle trying to find employment and trying to get back on my feet, you know what I mean? And a lot of people fall into the pressure of trying to have to, wanting to keep back up with the Joneses, you know what I mean? When mm-hmm. you come home, everybody got the rims, everybody got the shoes, everybody got the clothes, mm-hmm. you don't have nothing, you right. know, and you at that age now where your parents can't take care of you no more.
Right.
So you got to try to keep up with that. It's a lot of pressure, you know what I mean? So I was fortunate, you know what I mean? But I know a lot of people doesn't have that same fortune.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, that I had. So, you know, prayers to everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you think if you do a lot of time in jail, they should expunge it, the charge?
Depends on what it is.
You pay for the crime, yeah, right?
Depends on what it is, because I tried to, you know, when you got a felony, like in Maryland, you can't, federally wise, you can't get a felony expunged. I tried, you know.
No, I know you can't. I'm saying I think if you did your crime,
it should be, you know, once you did pay your penalty and everything like that, I think your state should be wiped clean.
Off
yeah.
credit.
Yeah, it should be wiped clean. Yeah, you know
jail's
what I mean?
Supposed to be rehabilitation.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's not. It's not. Jail is just somewhere. Right. We're just going to keep y'all.
It's punishment.
Yeah, it's just somewhere we're going to keep you here yeah. until you feel mm-hmm. like yeah. you are able to get back into society. You know what I mean?
I think it should be exposed. But I also think it depends, and this is just a personal thing for me. I think if you're a child molester or rapist, that shit should never go away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should never
but
go
see,
away.
But see, that plays yeah. into it. And I understand that's definitely what you're saying, but that mm-hmm. plays into anything. Because if mm-hmm. you assaulted or beat somebody up, mm-hmm. and say you didn't sexually assault them, but you still whipped their ass or something like that, you know, what makes the difference between the two?
Well, one, I believe.
Man, I understand. I'm not saying it's not a difference, but I'm just saying, yeah. like, why would you have to? You know, the people going to argue. Why differentiate between what I did to what they did if we both committed a crime? You understand what I'm saying?
That's a vast difference between those
yeah.
crimes.
Yeah.
It's like the people that sell drugs and the people that use drugs. I feel like people that, if you use drugs, you shouldn't be getting locked up.
Exactly.
Yeah. You need help. Exactly. That's a mental yeah. thing. But, you know, mm-hmm. who am I? I don't make the laws. The laws mm-hmm. are made to keep people locked up. You know right. what I mean?
Yeah.
If don't nobody get locked up, then the judges and the lawyers and stuff don't have no job.
Yeah, right.
You know, they're gonna be fighting mm-hmm. these civil cases, these nasty cases.
Yeah,
you got mm-hmm. another one going down.
You got something in the microwave?
No. Anyway, man, we can wrap up. We can wrap up, man. Anything y'all got coming up? What's going on? What y'all got coming up?
Same old. Same old, just selling cars.
How many people you got waiting outside right now, ready to get a Honda Sonata?
Yeah, shit,
you
know, plug like, it, man. Tell them where to go. Tell them where to
yeah,
go.
Give them a plug, yeah. give them a plug.
The second
plug,
time
man,
you said Honda Sonata.
I'm just.
It's Hyundai. Yeah,
Honda.
That's right.
Whatever.
He got more shit on there than Hyundai.
Yeah, plenty things, man.
He had a couple cars that I hit him up for. You know what I mean? And you know, I didn't get a response back.
Oh,
he responded back to me a couple times, but we never followed through. Never follow through, you know what I mean? He had one charger one time I wanted to get bad, man. You know what I mean? But you know, my credit is ass right now.
Oh,
so
man.
Credit's no ass. Problem with the magic, I can pay, relax.
I want him to work some magic.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
I got
the money is there, you know what I mean? But my credit is ass, so you know. Yeah.
That's good.
My wife is gonna be looking for a car soon, so
my man,
we gonna come see you.
Appreciate that.
Go ahead, plug the job, play. Go ahead, plug the job. Tell me where
yeah,
we can find you, man.
Come see me at 4313 Preston Road, Hurlock, Maryland.
Man,
you know what I mean? 21643.
Yep.
That's the address
yep.
and the Ford building. Phone mm-hmm. number 410-330-0969. That's it.
Look for where you see all the magic happening at. You know,
yeah,
if you see
the magic show.
If you see a bunch of balloons and shit flying out of that joint, yeah. you know what I mean? Look for where you see the line at. Wherever you see the line at, that's where his office is. You know?
Nah, this was a dope experience though,
yeah, man.
This
yeah,
was dope, man.
We've been trying to get you through for a couple months, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Listen to him.
Glad you can make it.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
We've been trying to get Shane back here for a few months too, man.
Yeah, man.
He's been moving all over.
You
place,
can find
man.
Me at a bar soon, watching football.
Yeah. What a group
Laurel,
of people!
Yeah. Group of people, a plethora of people,
plethora
women included.
People. Yes,
in Laurel, Maryland. I'll be at the Hideout, or you may be able to catch me at Docks in Easton sometimes. Yeah, but I'll be at the Hideout. Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I frequent JB's at Atlantic Restaurant.
And if you think
you know.
He's a
handsome, you know what, man? We need to talk because I'm like
outside.
The Hideout. Yeah.
I'm
for
outside.
Any, for
I'm
any okay. ladies that think he's a handsome gentleman and you would like
see,
to have
this
some courtship,
this is
you know what I mean? And you would like to have some courtship, you know what I mean? Zoom in, ISO on them, you know what I mean?
This is done. This is over. This was a night. Nice, thank y'all for having
don't
me.
Judge
back.
Him, don't judge him because of his team or anything
in
like that.
Post production, we can have his phone number just flashing.
Oh, yeah,
right
I got
the
it.
Bottom
I got
of
it.
Channel,
I got it. Feel free to call him on Facebook or Instagram.
Absolutely.
You know, hit him up. Jump in his DMs. You know, his DMs are always open.
All right. All right, are we done? Are we good here?
All right, man. Signing off, man. Appreciate everybody come through, man. You know what I mean? Thank you for watching, man. You know what I mean? Tune into the next episode. Like, comment, subscribe. Do all that stuff that they tell you to tell them people to do on YouTube, man. And we out.
Peace.
All right.
Dope show, man. Dope show.
Oh, it's all right, brother.